Welcome to Finding Your Right Mind with me, Vanessa Potter. Series 2 of Finding Your Right Mind is launching very soon, and what a series it is. I have called it 440 Years of Female Wisdom. The 440 is the combined ages of 8 amazing women I have had the privilege to interview over the last few months. What's unique is that each woman has hit a decade birthday this year. This idea came about because I am turning 50 in a few months, and I found myself feeling very reflective. It's a weird thing, you know, a big birthday, but I think many of us audit our lives around this time. We think critically about where we are in life, you know, what we've achieved, our families, relationships, careers, lack of career. And I was curious, as I was going through this reflective period, to see why a decade birthday brings up all these emotions, these feelings, and why is it so different from other birthdays? I mean, how would a woman turning 80 view her life, or a woman turning 60? What's the difference, or are there no differences? Do we all audit in the same way? So I wanted to find out.
I've never felt alone, although I'm an only child. I've always had someone there. I've always had my mum there to emotionally, you know, help me and in so many ways save me.
And the idea mushroomed from there. And before I knew it, I had found these incredible women from all walks of life, age from 20 through to 90.
I'm Joyce Cook. It was my 90th birthday on the 14th of July last year. I was born in South London, only child. Most children of my age were only children.
Then, of course, I had the problem of what questions do I ask? I decided to consult other women to gather what questions they'd like to ask. What wisdom were they seeking? What they told me was unexpected and actually really fascinating, and created the scaffolding for all of the interviews. So every woman is asked the same set of questions. Delving into other women's lives has brought up some incredibly honest, forthright, sometimes emotional, and really inspiring stories.
You know, you don't reach 60 without various nasty things happening in your life where you have to be a bit brave. I had pre-cancerous breast tissue removed, and all that was very frightening. And it was at a time when my wife was still in Australia before we married, so I was on my own. And so, yeah, that was brave.
I've spoken to women who are the last generation to remember wartime, ration books, and a very, very different world from the one that we live in today. The interviews, I promise you, are gripping, because these women are us. They're you and me, but they mirror our lives in a way we don't often allow. We don't ask ourselves these probing questions, and we rarely provide the space and the time for what these important reflections give us, for the wisdom to shine through.
In March this year, when lockdown began, we stocked up on sanitizers and toilet rolls. We wondered how long we'd be confined, and I said pensively, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be.
In episode 1, you'll meet Miskana Araya, an Eritrean graduate who turned 20 in the midst of the pandemic. Each episode will come out every fortnight and will follow the women sequentially. So we'll start at 20 and we will end with 90. So subscribe right now so you don't miss out on what she had to tell me.